We are at the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black. Tom Ackerman with the voice of CBS Sports, Jim Nantz, on the voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Well, thank you for saying that. People say that from time to time, and I still, when I hear it, it's a little bit of, are they really talking about me? I've been here a long time, and it's a great honor just to represent the network. I don't put myself in any kind of special category, the voice of anything. I'm a guy that's just been grateful to have a lot of opportunities through a lot of years, and it's great to see you again, Tom. We had a great time last year in Belle Reve. It was just an incredible PGA, and St. Louis did such a fantastic job of welcoming the world. I mean, there's some moments there that are going to be real enduring moments on that PGA Championship highlight reel. You know, you had, first off, you had yourself a very strong champion, and you had a huge step in Tiger's return to glory with what he did there. And that sea of people as he was exiting the 72nd on Sunday, and the thousands from St. Louis embracing it, it was some rich stuff and good memories.
Absolutely. Part of Tiger's resurgence, wouldn't you say?
Totally had things to do with what happened in Augusta. Definitely was one of the steps that got him back to winning a major championship. That round, when you go out and miss every fairway on the front nine and shoot three under, which is what he did, to be able to figure out how to get the ball in the hole when his game, the ball's going sideways, it's a huge step for him mentally under the pressure, the intensity that comes being in that cauldron of a major championship on Sunday. And you've got swing thoughts, and you got negative energy going in some capacity. You can't find it. You're missing it right, missing it left. And you came out of that nine holes not only just getting through it, but gaining. I think that stayed with him from August until April. Of course, he won in September, the Tour Championship. But I think there's nothing like these four majors. And what he learned from Belle Reve led in part to him being able to hit the shots he had to hit down the stretch at Augusta, the next major go-round.
Take us behind the scenes, 18, your position at Butler Cabin at that time, making that call.
I've, for 34 years, I've broadcast the Masters, and 32 of them I've hosted the Green Jacket Ceremony, so it's kind of on a case-by-case basis. Do I stay and watch the last putt from the tower and then go through this circus act, for me, of trying to get from the tower into the cabin in like a minute and a half? We don't have long commercial breaks at Augusta, and it's stressful for me. And I always found that when I do that, which is about half the time, by the time I get down to the cabin, you're disheveled. They're inserting, you know, wires into your, into your head and your earpieces, and you just don't quite feel like you're ready for a presentation that's going to go out to over 200 countries around the world. So I made the decision, I'm going to get down to the cabin early. So I was in the cabin, and I was watching it off of a monitor. I'm not kidding, Tom. The monitor's probably about that big. I'm watching the whole scene. It wasn't some giant flat screen TV. It was like just a little mini monitor that like our camera guys will operate off of. And I sit there with my headset on. I looked at it, and I just got lost in that moment. So when I call golf, I don't have a note in front of me. I don't have nothing in front of me. I call from right here. It's right in my heart and my head. Thankfully, my mind has worked a certain way since I was a little kid. I can catalog stories and facts about things I really care about, and I can pull those files out when I need to. And if I feel like if it's something that I can dial up on that Sunday, as Tiger's getting ready to play his second shot at 18, he was out of position off the tee. Our director cut to a shot of the family behind the 18th green. First thing I thought was 2006, Hoylake. He had won the Open Championship, his first win since Earl had passed away on May 3rd of 06. And he fell into the arms of Steve Williams, his caddy. It was the most emotion you've ever seen from Tiger. And the first thing I just dialed up in my head, and I said it on the air, if you remember what happened to Hoylake, if he can make five here at 18, this will probably be a scene that's going to be more emotional than that. And anyway, the family shot really struck me because I had checked the day before with Steinberg, Mark Steinberg, and had heard the family probably wasn't going to be there. Sam had this soccer game, and they probably weren't going to be there. So I didn't know the family was there until they cut to the shot, again, in preparation of trying to slice a shot around the trees at 18. But when I saw him, I thought, wow, this, just seeing the anticipation on the faces of his children. I thought of the word glory. And I didn't think of glory in terms of athletic achievement. I thought it was glory as a more spiritual word that I wanted to somehow apply to the moment, whatever it was going to be when he held it out. I knew I wanted the word glory in there. I just didn't know what I was going to pair it with. Triumphant glory. I mean, I'm just making stuff up now. I just didn't know how it was going to hit me. I had to see it happen. But I knew I wanted the word glory because I was looking at a man who had a new life, had won his family, you know, and a legion of fans, of course, but a remade man that it appeared to me that had found glory in his life, which is far more meaningful than just winning a golf tournament. So, you know, he's coming up 18, and I'm still just trying to call what I see, and I know that as he stepped into the putt, I said, well, here's a moment that millions have long waited for, but many thought we would never see it again. I'm paraphrasing here because I'm not exactly sure what I said. Putt went in the hole. I said, the return to glory. Yeah. It just felt like at the time the right thing to say. And then it was the easiest decision of my career. It was to say nothing. And I was, you know, I didn't have a stopwatch out. Okay, that's a minute, that's 2 minutes. I mean, it just had to feel right. You feel it. Golf is different than football and basketball. When you call those sports, there's a frenetic pace to it, particularly in basketball. There's a consistency in football, down between plays, another down. Each one's a chapter. But in golf, it's long-form storytelling. It's a fireside chat, and you feel it. That's why I don't have notes. I want to feel it. I want to tell people what I see and what's coming from my heart and in my head. And that's all I felt like. It was the return to glory, and there was nothing I could say for however long it was. Vern said it was over 2 minutes. When I finally did come back in, it had just started to quiet down. The players were waiting for him. And I was struck still by what I had seen a few minutes earlier with his children as a dad. And I said, if that moment with the family, paraphrasing Tom, if that didn't bring a tear to your eye and you're a parent, you're not human. Because I had a tear. I mean, I did. I wasn't crying, but I mean, my eyes were welled. It was just powerful. So rich to see the intensity of that love between the father and his children. And I can relate to it as a father of two young children and an older daughter. It was moving. And I know there were millions around the world that were moved by what they saw there and thought, good on you, Tiger. Good for you for winning a golf tournament. Better for you for the way that you have come back and changed the script and you got your life in such a good place. Good for you.
Can't wait for the next chapter here at Bethpage. Thank you very much for joining us.
Sorry for the filibuster, but it's always good to see you. You bring it out of me.
Always great to see you. Jim Nance with us.